My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What are people going to be saying if Washington beats Baltimore? Let's start right there. We come in here on Monday on a victory Monday. Doesn't really matter how it plays out. Commanders beat the Ravens. What is the narrative going to be?
This is a contender. I don't just mean, hey, wouldn't it be nice if Philadelphia doesn't get right and you can win the division? You could go to the postseason ahead of schedule. This means contender. Like, raise the ceiling. Some people are there already, and I think that's awesome. You're excited about it. It's cool. To me, it nothing is unreasonable anymore. There's no okay homer, okay guy that drinks the Kool-Aid every time Ron Rivera gets hired or whatever. No. This is a real thing.
I think as of Monday, if they win, to your point, nothing's off the table, and anything you want to say plays. You'll be 5-1 through six. Your head coach will be one of the leaders in the Coach of the Year race. Your quarterback will be one of the leaders in the MVP race, not the Rookie of the Year race, which he will for the moment have. They might even take the damn award off the board if he balls out in a win this week. I mean, he'll have five Rookie of the Week honors through 6 weeks. Maybe it eventually goes back on the board if something changes, but for the short term, they might even just take the thing off the board altogether. Cliff Kingsbury, Assistant Coach of the Year, you know, Adam Peters, Executive of the Year, like, they're all in the running. Just a bunch of hardware. It's like one of those movies where everyone wins the Oscar, and the Oscar for editing goes to, and the Oscar for sound goes to, and the Oscar for costume goes to, and the Oscar for acting goes to, and the Oscar for best picture. Like, just a clean sweep.
Just a sweep.
That's where we are. If they lose, what are we going to be saying?
I've got two. If it's a blowout, if it's a non-starter, Baltimore dominates.
I'll give you two different game styles.
Yeah.
First one is Washington plays its worst game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's over in the late third quarter, it feels like, and they lose like 30-13.
Fun while it lasted, right? Cool. We had a great time. You can't take those 4 weeks away where I was prom king and all my clothes fit and I look good in pictures, you know, but maybe let's all slow our roll a little bit. They leveled up and they played someone really, really good, and they got the tar beat out of them, right? Okay. That's that one. If the other scenario that they lose, but it's back and forth and it takes up, you know, fourth and goal, this time Isaiah Likely's toe is inbounds, right? And they win the game, talking about Baltimore, then you go, we can play with anybody. Our philosophy or our belief in who we are, our evaluation based on what we've seen the last, with this will now be 5 weeks. Team's still for real. Team's still really good. Jaden Daniels is still really good. They've got something here. You dropped one. Nobody was going on. They were going 16-1. That was a pretty good game, and we'll see those guys again.
I think if they lose the game close, we'll echo some thoughts here. It's still, to me, I don't do like moral victory Monday or whatever, but it's still a step in the correct direction. It's not a step backwards. I still feel better about them making the playoffs, better about them winning the division, better about this being something you can put in cement here and write in Sharpie that they're actually good, they're going to be around all season long. If they lose ugly, if they get blown out, I don't think I'm going to even feel like it was fun while it lasted. I'm going to say one part, they had their bad game, like they had the Tampa game or whatever, you're allowed to have those, and one part, Baltimore's a terrible matchup. They'd have to really lay an egg against like Carolina for me to say fun while it lasted. Losing to a Ravens team that I don't think is a good matchup on paper for Washington, I think that if you play them 10 times, they beat you 7, something like that. There's really no path to me feeling like it's it's revealing that they're not that good. I think styles make fights in a sense, and I don't love this fight for them.
Yeah, I don't either.
So that's kind of where I'd be on that.